Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Greece's coalition leaders have again postponed a crucial meeting on new cutbacks to Wednesday, in spite of intense international pressure for Athens to implement severe austerity measures. At the meeting on Wednesday, Greece's political leaders will have to make a decision on harsh cutbacks in order to secure a 130 billion euro bailout and avoid a potentially disastrous default. The heads of the three parties backing the interim government will confer with Prime Minister Lucas Papademos on new salary cuts and job losses, which other European nations and the International Monetary Fund want in exchange for keeping vital rescue loans flowing. Meanwhile, another round of strikes and protests brought Greece to a standstill on Tuesday. German police arrested two men in Berlin on Tuesday, allegedly for spying on Syrian opposition groups in Germany. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle summoned the Syrian ambassador and notified him that Germany would not tolerate such activities against Syrian opposition figures. Approximately 70 police officers searched the suspects' apartments and those of six alleged accomplices who are also under investigation, according to the Federal Prosecutor's Office. The investigation remains ongoing. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said after meeting with President Bashar al-Assad that the Syrian leader was fully committed to ending the bloodshed. However, even as the two men were meeting, regime tanks continued to shell the city of Homs for a fourth straight day. Lavrov said the meeting was very useful and that Moscow was eager to work towards a solution based on the peace proposals of the Arab League. The Arab League mission was suspended in January. Meanwhile, Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin said on Tuesday that he regretted that he had to veto a UN Security Council resolution supporting the Arab League's plan to end the bloodshed, and added that had they worked for a few more days, they would have made it. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. California-based business software maker Oracle Corporation has turned down $272 million in court-ordered damages from the German firm SAP in hopes of getting a better resolution during a second trial over allegations of corporate theft. Oracle's decision to extend the five-year-old legal brawl had been expected since September. That's when a federal judge lowered a $1.3 billion verdict after concluding it was grossly excessive. SAP had acknowledged much of the misconduct before the first trial began, but argued it shouldn't be penalized severely because it didn't gain much from the stolen data. After weeks of opposition protests erupted into a police mutiny, the president of Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed, resigned in what an aide said amounted to a coup. The president's party said the resignation on Tuesday was involuntary and accused the opposition, backed by police and military elements, of forcing him from office. Protests last year over the faltering economy and electoral politicking ahead of this year's presidential election have seen parties adopting hardline Islamist rhetoric and accusing Nasheed of being anti-Islamic. German authorities have advised against all but essential travel to Male, the capital, while Britain's advice to tourists was to exercise caution. Thousands of opposition supporters, including Senegalese music star Youssou N'Dour, marched through the capital Dakar on Tuesday, calling for incumbent President Abdoulaye Wade to withdraw from this month's presidential race. Protesters were calling for Wade to stick to Senegal's two-term constitutional limit. The president has said this does not apply to him because he came to power before the rule was imposed. Unlike protests held last week in which at least five people were killed, the march on Tuesday was largely peaceful. Bombs exploded Tuesday outside of two major military bases on the outskirts of a central Nigerian city, injuring an unknown number of people. The blasts struck near the training command of the Nigerian Air Force in the central Nigerian city of Kaduna. The number of injured in the attacks remains unclear, but witnesses said they saw injured soldiers wearing blood-drenched uniforms after the blast. No one took responsibility for Tuesday's bombings. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.